yes. If you're from Chicago or the Midwest and you don't recognize that song, then there's something wrong with you. That's Alyota, Haynes, and Jeremiah's classic hit from 1971, Lakeshore Drive, which is a pretty legendary song. And there's really great news about the song. The song is going to be featured on the Guardians of the Galaxy's Volume 2 soundtrack, which is just such a cool thing. And James Gunn, the director of the film, the writer and the director of both Guardians of the Galaxy movies, is from St. Louis, so he's a Midwestern guy. So he knows the song, he loves the song, and if you saw the first Guardians of the Galaxy, you know that the soundtrack was full of great classic rock songs from the 70s in that time period. And I think it's awesome that this song is actually going to be featured on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack. And not only that, but Skip Haynes, who's just about to join us, he's also producing personalized versions of the song that can feature your name in the lyrics. Lots of stuff to talk with Skip about. Skip Haynes from Alyota, Haynes, and Jeremiah joins us. Skip, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Nick.
How you doing?
Just a little worse and wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. So let's talk about, first of all, the origin of the song. I've read the background that you actually hated the song.
Yeah, the band didn't like it. I didn't like it. It was like, you know, we said there's 10,000 people that live on Lakeshore Drive. What are you going to sell? Four records? That was kind of our approach to it.
And were you surprised by, you know, what a classic it's become?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
And how was the song written? Tell me about the origin of the song.
Well, I'll do it as quickly as I can. Our manager and I were driving up Lakeshore Drive in a snowstorm in 1971 in his Opel GT. You know, those ones that look like little Corvettes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we spun out three times, but there was nobody on the road and six lanes wide, and we just kept going, and we had this conversation about how cool Lakeshore Drive was because you could make three donuts, not get killed, and still get home.
Right.
And then we started talking about it, and then so I went home, and I basically kind of took our conversation and turned it into a song. And the next night at the club, there's a club called the Gator Horn. It was on Byron Broadway. Right before we went on, I called our manager over, and I had it written down on a piece of paper, and I just played the song for him, and it was really intended to be played once for one person. That was the whole intent. I was just showing him, hey, is this cool? This was our conversation last night. Look, I made it into a song.
Yeah.
That was the actual impetus to write the song.
And then the song got released. And did it become a hit immediately, or did it take a little time?
It took about a year, and then it went on. I'm trying to remember. It was either WBBM or WMET. I can't remember, but it broke off of that station largely. Once it was released, it immediately did well.
Wow.
And we were really surprised.
Yeah. I bet. It's, especially if the entire band didn't like the song.
Yeah, it's not so much. It was just like, eh. You know, it was that kind of thing. Like, you know, and our manager pushed the whole thing through.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it never would have been done.
And then it becomes this classic song that everybody knows, especially if you're from Chicago or the Midwest.
Right. And I was like, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great origin story. Now, let me ask you this. You know, I know that we refer to Lakeshore Drive as LSD here in Chicago, but, you know, back in 1971, if you put the letters LSD in a song, mm-hmm. You're going to immediately get a different interpretation. Was that done on purpose?
Well, actually, it was one of the impetus was it was really cool to live on Lakeshore Drive, so you could send letters and sign it, you know, 3200 LSD.
Right.
And it's not about acid, because I didn't take psychedelics. I was not into psychedelics.
Yeah.
It's actually about, let's see if I have enough time. There used to be a club called Beavers on State Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to double park your car in front of the door and get a whole bunch of tickets on the windshield. Then right after the first show, everybody would jump into the car. You go to Oak Street. You turn right. You get to Lakeshore Drive. You turn left. You would shoot the loop up to Foster, come back around, turn right on Oak Street, come back around, double park in front of Beavers. And it was just enough time to get high, to be peaking, and walk in for the second show and get a drink from the waitress.
That is fantastic. That's absolutely great.
That is the root of the song.
That's fantastic. Well, it's a great song. It's a classic song. It lives forever, and it is one of those songs that gets stuck in your head. You got to know that, Skip, that it is. It's one of those songs that once you hear it, it's in there forever.
I really do like to hear that,
yeah.
I have to tell you.
Well, let's talk about how James Gunn came to you for the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack. I mean, this is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, it's like for a musician or a songwriter, especially for like a one-hit wonder band, it's almost off the charts, you know, as far as it happened. But very, you know, logically, what happened is it was big in St. Louis. It was as big in St. Louis as it was in Chicago. It was, you know, we played there a lot. And we were lucky that James Gunn happened to really like the song.
Yeah.
And I was, like, normally, I'm in Los Angeles right now, so I actually license Lakeshore Drive, but it's usually for, you know, documentaries or indie films, and sometimes it's like, yeah, use it for nothing, what the heck.
Yeah.
And the area codes are always from the east. This time the area code was 310, and I went, why would a 310 area code be calling me about Lakeshore Drive?
That's right.
The craziest thing. You know, and then I couldn't figure out, I asked the license, because I didn't talk with the movie company, I talked with the licensing agency,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I said, how in the world did this song get to that movie? And, you know, she just told me, well, I don't know, but the director picks all the music. And then I Googled James Gunn, and he was from St. Louis. I went, oh, that's how that happened. And then it's just kind of Lakeshore Drive luck, I guess. I'll tell you one thing. It's like this definitely it shows you not to give up. Never give up on what you're doing.
Yeah. You know, it's such a great story. Now, can you? I mean, I can understand the popularity of the song immediately, or at least, like you said, about a year here in Chicago. What was it about St. Louis that?
I have no idea. It was also very popular in Argentina. I mean, there's not a castanet within 100 miles of that song. So you know, and it was used at a very big commercial in Switzerland. I mean, go figure.
Yeah.
There's something, it was a what you call a magic session. Although we were too young and high and busy to realize it at the time.
Yeah.
It was just, when that session was put together, everybody at that session was at the top of their form. Tommy Radke was the drummer. He was one of the best drummers in the country. And they got Tommy. I don't know what happened. Bobby Schiff did the keyboards, and Barry Mraz, who's one of the best engineers that ever lived, actually did a session. You know, it's funny. I bought the old master tapes back from Paragon Recording Studio 10, 15, 20 years ago. I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
And we transferred it over to digital media. And there's a pre-roll on the tape, on the master tape, where you can actually hear, you know, Tommy doing the count off. You hear like a one, two, three,
mm-hmm.
and the song, it blasts into the song. And in about 10 seconds after the song starts, you can hear Barry Mraz go, whoa, guys, you're a hair fast. You need to slow it down by about 20 seconds. And that guy was so good, he dialed in the tempo perfectly.
Mm.
And we literally, and you can hear it. We brought the song down. It was like, so it was like kind of listening to a time machine.
Yeah.
You could tell that everything was the best. And we recorded at Paragon Recording Studio. And a guy named Marty Feldman owned it. And he just had the best of everything, like in the country. Like his reverb plates were in a basement of a church across the street. And they ran the cables into the studio.
Wow.
And because reverb makes records. And this was the best reverb ever. And Marty had a Baldwin grand piano. One of the reasons Jeremiah's phenomenal piano part works is it was done on a Baldwin grand piano.
Wow.
It has a unique sound. And Marty had the best Baldwin grand piano in the world. So all these things combined to make a really good record. And it was arranged very well.
Yeah.
It's one thing to write a song, and I did not arrange it. You know, the band did its own parts, but Tommy did the drums, and Barry and Marty Feldman and those guys. Oh, and Joe Golan, who was first chair of Chicago Symphony, he came in and led the string section, because it was one of the first times that a local band ever used symphony strings. So we had this whole string section came in. I remember they came in the studio, Mitch Aliota and I were like, whoa, real musicians doing our song. And then later on, we found out they were coming in going, wow, rock and roll musicians, this is going to be cool. And we ended up getting all drunk on tequila. And Joe Golan never got drunk before that or after that, but he stuck around. I remember his wife kept calling, and he kept telling her, I'll be there. And we got all the way through almost the final mix, and somebody goes, hey, man, we forgot to put a solo in. And we had. We were so loaded. We did not put a solo in the middle of the song. And it was done. Everybody was gone.
Yeah.
But we had this really long tag on the end of the song, and Joe kind of pops up and goes, excuse me, do you mind if I try something? And he took his violin and went and ripped off that solo and walked out of the studio.
That is great. That's such a great. Those are great stories, Skip.
And they were really cool hooks. But I believe truly, just everything was right. For
yeah.
Them. And the same with the flip side. It was a song called Snow Queen. It's just beautiful song. But it was the same session. You could tell. It's
yeah.
different than all the other sessions we ever did.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, anyway, the song is going to be featured in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You're actually producing personalized versions of the song for people. Let's take a break first, Skip, okay?
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a break. Skip Haynes is with us from Aliota, Haynes, Jeremiah, the guys who recorded the incredible one-hit wonder, Unforgettable Lakeshore Drive song, which is going to be featured in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And you can have a personalized version of it made for you. And there's other projects that Skip is doing, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and tell you how you can get yourself a personalized version of Lakeshore Drive. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
When I'm leaving for Chicago, I got to have my fun. Yes, I'm leaving for Chicago, got to have my fun. And I'll meet you in Chicago.
Whoa. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that is I'm leaving for Chicago. From the album Chicago Songs by Skip Haynes, which is an album of songs about Chicago written by Chicago artists with friends that Skip Haynes has worked with over the years. And he's a big fan of these guys, of these people, and so he recorded this album. And you can get it at LakeshoreDriveMusic.com, LakeshoreDriveMusic.com. The reason we're talking to Skip is because that classic Lakeshore Drive song that was recorded by Aliota, Haynes, Jeremiah – is featured now in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and on the soundtrack. And we wanted to welcome Skip back. Skip, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, before we jump into the personalized version of LSD, tell me a little bit about the album Chicago Songs.
That was an album I put together. I wanted to, it's like friends of mine, like, Corky Siegel and John Prine and Steve Goodman, and they all had songs that I really liked. And I thought, I just want to put an album of songs about Chicago. And I wrote some new ones about Chicago. And it was just like a kind of nostalgic thing for me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that evolved.
And all the information people can get at LakeshoreDriveMusic.com.
It's a really good album. It's like the best quality album I ever recorded.
Yeah.
It was the last album I ever recorded on analog 2-inch tape. And the difference is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's like, I was surprised. I went back and listened to it about a year ago, and I could not believe the quality of the sound. What? How the hell did we do that? Who did that?
Hey, do you know, just quickly, do you know what part of the movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, that the song is going to be used?
I just read a review, and according to the review, a guy reviewed the movie, it opens the movie.
Oh, man!
It's like the first song in the movie.
That is unbelievable.
As they're driving through Missouri countryside. I went, well, that's perfect for Lakeshore Drive.
That is fantastic. Congratulations on this, Skip. This is so exciting. I mean, this is easily going to be one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah, that's just insane. I mean, that's just like, what?
That's great. All right, so the song Lakeshore Drive, we've heard the origin of it, how it was written, how it was recorded, great stories, and now it's a classic song that we all love, but now it can be a personal song. Like, you're actually producing personalized versions.
Yeah, what happened is because I ended up getting the master tape back, the way we broke Lakeshore Drive, I was on WMET, and that was the first station that was programmed in Chicago. It was kind of the end of progressive radio, the beginning of the end of progressive radio. It was programmed out of New York. And we knew the program director. He says, hey, yeah, I love the song. I love you guys, but the guys in New York programming, you got to give me a reason. So I don't know who thought of this, but we ended up dropping in the call letters of every station in the Midwest and every DJ in the Midwest.
Mm.
That's how it broke.
That's how it started, yeah.
Yeah, so when I got the master tapes back, I could do that again, so I started making them for my friends, you know, just for the hell of it, because I was the lead singer, so it's like a seamless insert.
Right.
It doesn't sound like, you know, it's just been dropped in. And I really enjoy doing it. It's
yeah.
really fun.
Now, let me play the version that you made for me.
Sure.
Let's play a little bit of that, Dan. Let's hear it so everybody can hear what it sounds like.
There ain't no road just like it. With Dick DiGiulio getting into town, just slipping on by with Dick, riding that trouble bound.
That is outstanding.
And it's really fun. And then people started requesting him, and finally I said, well, yeah, I can do it, but I have to charge something for it because, you know, it's like time in the studio.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to do, and I like doing it because each one's unique. And each one has its own challenge, you know, with the different names, the
sure.
pronunciations. And I feel, you know, like it's like really sharing your art with someone.
Well, that's so great. I mean,
really
I love it.
Cool thing.
Yeah, well, I love it. I think it's great. Now, how can people get their personalized versions of it, Skip?
They just have to go to lakeshoredrivemusic.com, and you can see it. It's right. Scroll down the page a little bit. It's there. There's even a box to put pronunciation in if it's. Because I've done them in languages I can't speak, you know. So it's like people actually send me.
So it's like it's like the phonetic spelling of the person's
sometimes,
name.
Sometimes, and sometimes I have to tell them they actually send me recordings so I can duplicate their name properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but it's really fun, and I enjoy it, and people get a kick out of it because it's a, you know, it's a great cruising song, and when your name's in it, it just kind of impress the girls.
Oh, well, I love it, man. I love the fact that my name is in the song. And you did a great job with Nick DiGiulio, which is not an easy name to throw into a song.
No, and I had to ask Dan. In fact, you sent me an audio so I could get it properly.
Yeah.
Because it could go, you know, many ways.
Right.
You know, the other thing about this whole thing with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, nobody really knows about this song outside of, you know, Chicago and St. Louis and the general area. But I think it's really cool that Chicago is going to be exporting some good vibes all over the world.
Yeah.
I think that is really cool.
Well, you know, the other thing is, Skip, that the first movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is just such a terrific film and so much fun and so funny, had a killer soundtrack, and,
yeah.
and it was all these great songs from the 70s, and I'm glad that James Gunn is sticking with that theme for this one, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're a part of it, and that song is a part of it, opening the movie, is great, and I mean, so many more people are going to, I mean, millions and millions of people around the world are going to hear that song now.
Yeah, I know, and it makes me feel, you know, aside from an artist, which is almost mind-numbing, because that's like winning the trifecta.
Yeah.
You know, but it just really makes me feel good that it's sending, because it happens to be a good vibe song.
Yes.
And I really think the world needs as many good vibes as possible. And, you know, and the fact that it's spreading that nudge, nudge, wink, wink Chicago thing all over the world, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's great, too. It's such a great story. And anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The movie opens on May 5th,
mm-hmm.
and the soundtrack will be out, and you'll be able to hear Lakeshore Drive in the movie and on the soundtrack. And if you want a personalized version of Lakeshore Drive, go to lakeshoredrivemusic.com, and all the information is there, correct?
That's it.
That's great. Real pleasure talking to you, Skip. Great, you had a great time on the show.
Same here, Nick. And as soon as we get the new thing out, I will let you know.
Thanks. Keep in touch for sure. Thank you, Skip.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care. Skip Haynes, everybody, from the band Alyota, Haynes, Jeremiah, and their smash number one hit, Lakeshore Drive, which everybody in this city knows. It's going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It's really great. And again, if you want a personalized version of that song, he'll do it for you. Go to lakeshoredrivemusic.com. That was fun. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.